Hey guys, this is week two of reading my favorite comments. So I guess I'll just get right into it. So this is on my You Tell Your Crush That You're a Superhero video. And TJ underscore shooter said, Edna, no capes. Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking, actually, when I had that line in the audio. What does it say? It's like, she's asking about the costume or whatever, and then she's like, do you wear a cape? So yeah, that is exactly what I was thinking when I said that. Let's see. So next we have, Random Danganronpa Stuff. I'm not sure how you say that. Random Danganronpa Stuff said, on the rebellious popular girl takes you to her party audio, what do you mean I have a tiny house and only 5 people can stand in my room and they would still be touching because my room is so small? Wet tree BTW. And send help, I'm a literal tomato right now. I'm blushing so hard. I love this comment. That's so cute. Yeah, with the house thing and the tree, I just really wanted her to climb through the window. So, and I realize that a lot of people probably don't have a tree outside their window. But for the people that do, I hope it makes the ASMR experience all the more real. Let's see, I'm just scrolling through them right now. Okay, so this is a comment on my You Tell Your Crush That You're a Superhero audio, and Squid said, part 2, a battle with a villain with a crush cheering the listener on. Part 3, crush gets kidnapped. Part 4, listener saves the crush after epic final battle. Part 5, crush comforts the listener and tends to the battle wounds. Part 6, reverse comfort, listener comforts the crush for all the kidnapping trauma. Part 7, crush betrays listener. Part 8, listener visits old MMA coach for advice and training. Female, few years older, flirty. Part 9, listener versus crush. Part 10, love confession as one of them dies. This is incredible. Squid, you should write for TV because that's, I mean, wow. Thank you for writing all that. That is genius. I'm not sure if I'm going to make the superhero one into a series. And I know I say that about every single one of my audios, but whenever I record an audio, I never have the intention of making it a series. It just kind of happens. If I get enough people asking me to make it into a series. But if I do turn it into a series, I'm definitely going to use Squid's storyline here because that is just genius. So let's see. The Joker commented, not a superhero, but I appreciate the respect for the genre. Thank you, The Joker. You put a smile on my face. What else? So this is a comment on the pirate girl rescues you and welcomes you aboard her ship. It says, I should read the name. Don't call me Nymphadora. Nymphadora, that's from Harry Potter. Love that. So it says, you know, I was going to fall asleep to this, but then I heard something about someone chopping his own leg off and suddenly I'm awake. Yeah, sorry about that. I had to throw in some gruesome pirate storytelling into that audio. Sorry for waking you. I hope the audio was enjoyable though. Let's see. So Young Dagger, I'm not going to read the rest of the name because there's a bad word. So it says, might be too much to ask, but will there be a face reveal? I have thought about it, but and I answered this in my first Q&A, I think. But I have thought about it. I don't know. Maybe one day. If I were to do a face reveal, though, I think it would be, I wouldn't be like, boom, here's a face reveal. I think it would be more kind of like a, hey, if you're interested in seeing what I look like, you can go to, I don't know, my Instagram that I just created for this channel, or you can, you know, click on this link. Because I think a lot of people, it kind of ruins the ASMR experience if they know what you look like, because I think part of the fun is kind of you get to picture whoever you want, whether that's, you know, your favorite celebrity or you know, your crush or whatever. So I think for some people they would kind of be like, ah, no, I don't want to know what you look like, you know. Maybe one day though, I don't know. We'll see. Aiden Arkham said, can you do another video of the Rebellious Popular Girl series? Yes. One is in the making. I'm writing the script for it. Samwise Coward said, I've been listening to your audios since the beginning of your channel, and I gotta say, I've always been amazed at how great you are at writing scripts. They always seem so natural. Thanks for another great audio. Thank you. This comment means so much to me because before I started my channel, you know, I listened to ASMR every now and then, and for me to really like it, I like had to have it sound natural to me. So to be told that my audios come across as somewhat natural means a lot to me. So thank you so much. Let's see, Willy Wonka commented, Willy Wonka approves this video. Thank you, Willy Wonka. Oh, and then if you click read more at the very bottom, it says have a Wonka bar. Thank you so much for the Wonka bar, Willy Wonka. All right, I think this will be the last one that I read. So Glitch commented, you're genuinely my favorite ASMRist at the moment. Please don't ever quit. This makes my day. Thank you, Glitch. I have no plans on quitting. I will do this until I no longer have teeth. If I can. I don't know if you guys would still be down to listen to me when I'm like, you know, 90 years old, but I will try my best to keep to keep making audios. Okay, so that'll be it for this week's reading my favorite comments. I hope you guys are having a good day or night wherever you are, and I will record another one of these next week. Bye guys.